Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of our office building at 101 Pier Street. And as we like to say, we are Economic Development 101, Community Service 101, Community Development and Community Enhancement 101. This is the place for all of those things at our Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to begin this morning by thanking our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And folks, I am thrilled today to bring you a guest who has been so busy in our community for so many years and has accomplished so much. I want you to realize that a few short years ago, we did not have the athletic opportunities, the venues that we have today. And so my guest is the executive director of the Siouxland Sports Academy, Mr. Dustin Cooper. Dustin, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
I sure appreciate you having me on.
It's great to have you in studio. And my, I'm not sure that a half an hour is going to be enough time to cover everything that you have done. And we're going to get into that, but I think a lot of people might be scratching their head and saying, okay, Chris, I know what the arena is, and I know what the United Sports Academy is, and I know there's a Longlines Rec Center, and there's a new Expo Center downtown, but the Siouxland Sports Academy moniker is relatively new, but it's the merger of the arena and the United Sports Academy, and congratulations on getting that done.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. It certainly has been a busy 4.5 years. So December will actually mark 5 years for both facilities.
Well, and in December, I hope you're going to get the chamber out there for a celebratory ribbon cutting, because this is a lot to celebrate. The difference that these athletic facilities and the teams that they house and host have had on our Siouxland Tri-State community cannot be overstated. And in the second half of the program, we're going to take a deep dive into all of that. Maybe we'll even get to that in the first half of the program. But as we do every Saturday morning, Dustin, before we get there, we want to take the occasion to introduce our listening audience to the guest. Tell us about where you grew up.
Well, so again, Dustin Cooper, executive director of the new Siouxland Sports Academy. Born and raised right here in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, you're an East High kid, a Morningside.
I am, absolutely. So grew up on Palmetto Street in Morningside, went to Whittier Elementary School, now apartments, went to the old East Middle School, now apartments, graduated from East High School, and then went on and had a collegiate basketball career at Morningside College at the time, now university. And then after that, I spent 11 years in Arizona, where got married to high school sweetheart Gretchen, who was a local attorney here up to about 2 years ago.
So are you high school sweethearts?
We are. So I have known Gretchen since I was 15 years old.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And when you were 15 years old at East High School, obviously, you had a successful basketball prep career if you mm-hmm. went on to play at the next level. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your exploits as a high school basketball player.
Yeah, so played for Jeff Vanderloo, who is currently the director of basketball ops at Creighton University for Greg McDermott. Started varsity 3 years at East, was an all-state, all-conference player. Had various offers to play out of high school. Made the decision to stay close. Jerry Schmuddy at the time was the head coach of Morningside College, was a very successful NCAA at the time Division II school, had an awesome recruiting class in 1999, and a lot of local all-staters from the state of Iowa decided to stay home and ended up at Morningside and had a very good career there. Saw the transition from NCC to the GPAC, which so I like to say I played really in three different leagues. I played in the NCC. I had 1 year of a transition year where we were independent, and then the first GPAC championship that Morningside men had was my year in 2004.
So were you there for the transition from the Morningside Chiefs to the Morningside ride Mustangs?
So I call myself a Chustang. So I was recruited when they were the Chiefs. The year I came in was the first year of being Mustangs.
You know, on these airwaves, once I inadvertently referred to the Morningside Chiefs, and I got a phone call from Bruce Zook right away of Charlie Zook Motors in the day, and he was thrilled because he and his late father were big Morningside supporters, and they liked the Chiefs moniker, and they thought it was respectful and that it wasn't harmful or hurtful. And obviously that was a battle that was waged. And I said, Bruce, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And he goes, no, we loved it.
But Gretchen's father actually was a law professor at Morningside, and her mother went to school at Morningside. Gretchen, my wife, ended up graduating from Morningside as well. So we have there's a lineage there.
A lot of great history. Yep. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest today is the executive director of the Siouxland Sports Academy, Mr. Dustin Cooper. And Dustin, what did you study at Morningside? What was your major?
Yeah, so I actually was an education with an emphasis in English education. So coming out of college, my first job was actually at East High School. For a semester, I was a long-term sub in the English department. And then I spent 8 years in Arizona as a high school English teacher. My minor was, as I'm sitting here in front of a mic, mass communication. So
so tell me, what drew you to Arizona, and were you coaching while you were teaching?
Yeah, so when I graduated, I was a December grad at Morningside, and Jeff Vanderle at the time knew that I'd be graduating at semester, and he had reached out and asked me if coaching was in my future, to which I said yes. So he put me on his bench, thankfully, and we had a great year, third at state. So he knew that was going to be a great resume builder for me. That was the conversation was, hey, you're going to sit next to me and be quiet, basically just learn. Right. But, when I, got to, he actually, cool story. When he knew that I was moving to Arizona, he made a phone call for me to a guy by the name of Nate Bjorkren, for those who don't know, started as a high school coach in Central Iowa, went and was a head coach at Cave Creek High School in Arizona, worked his way all the way up, and was most recently the head coach of the Indiana Pacers for 1 year.
Wow.
Got fired after 1 year and is now back with his buddy Nick Nurse on the Rockets bench, so is in the NBA. So Nate actually hooked me up with one of his best friends, and I was associate head coach of a 5A school down there called Skyline in Mesa, Arizona. I did that before getting my own head job at Mesquite High School in Gilbert, where I served as the dean of students there, and started the Arizona Basketball Coaches Association, ironically enough, with Nate Bjorkren and another Iowan named Michael Wirth. So, 11 years was jam-packed with basketball and education in Arizona.
And what brought you home?
A lot of different things. When I left, I just wanted to see what else was out there. Did that for 11 years. Gretchen and I got married out there, had 3 children. I just missed family, my family and Gretchen's family, back here, and wanted to raise my kids around our community. Sioux City's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. My wife is from suburban Chicago, but as I was finishing law school in my mid-30s, we made the decision to raise our family in the Siouxland Metro for substantially similar reasons. There was a lot of family here, mm-hmm. Still is, and that's important when you're raising children of your own. But also the quality of life here, the cost of living, the lack of a commute, the low crime, all those things factor in when you're raising children, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And last week I spent 7 days in a row on the East Coast and in Washington, D.C., and in some of the traffic and seeing some of that metro living, and I'll take Sioux City and the Siouxland Metro all day long.
Absolutely. Gretchen was an attorney in Arizona and commuted from where we lived in Gilbert, Arizona, to downtown Phoenix, and her commute was an hour and a half both ways, so I can definitely feel you there. But our community is great. We're happy to be home. It's we've been home now for about 8 years, and you know, we look forward to hopefully being grandparents here at some point.
A shout out to your wife, Gretchen, covered that your high school sweethearts, and she's an attorney. Tell us about your three children.
So I have an 18-year-old, Callie, who is graduating from East High this year. She is a dancer. She's trying to decide where she wants to go and follow that passion. I have a freshman daughter who's also a dancer at East. And then I have a 10-year-old son, Camden, who is, man, we are multi-sports every single weekend. So
glad to hear it. And I'm sure that you're introducing Camden to wrestling, right?
No, he's going to be basketball and wrestling season are the same season.
Yes, so we know that all too well at our house.
Yeah,
as
I'm
well.
Sure you do.
Both of my boys ended up being over 6 foot tall. Didn't know that when they were little, or
right.
Maybe they should have been pumpkin pushers, but we put them on the wrestling mat instead.
Yeah, no, that's wrestling is one of those sports, man, where that'll definitely toughen you up. But my background being basketball, he's going to be in the gym.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today is Mr. Dustin Cooper. Dustin leads the Siouxland Sports Academy, and after a short commercial break, we're going to talk about the merger that Dustin recently led, which brought the arena and all of their sports facilities and programming together with the United Sports Academy, which is located in North Sioux City, South Dakota, on the former Gateway campus. A tremendously positive development for our Siouxland community, and Dustin was instrumental in bringing those organizations together. We'll be right back after this break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. This morning, our guest is the Executive Director of the Siouxland Sports Academy, Mr. Dustin Cooper. And Dustin, just before the break, I was, I guess it's called a teaser, was kind of setting up that we're going to talk extensively about the merger between the United Sports Academy and the arena and their facilities and their sports programming. But we wouldn't have had the opportunity for a merger if we first didn't have an arena. Tell us about where the arena came from, what that vision was, and why it's been so wildly successful.
Yeah, so, you know, honestly, it was something that I think a lot of people, just the idea of an arena, right, a youth sports complex, was something that people talked about in this community for a long time, even before I moved back from the Phoenix metro area. It became very apparent to me after leaving and coming back that, you know, and again, no disrespect, I think that people would agree with me, not a whole lot had changed in the youth sports area of Siouxland since I had lived here, you know, that many years ago. So we wanted to be an agent of change. We wanted to be progressive. We wanted to not be complainers. We wanted to do something about these issues instead of just talking about them. So that's where the arena concept came from. The arena, the name, the arena, actually came from Man in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. I taught that when I was a high school literature teacher. I mean, it talks about, you know, being the people that are, I'm paraphrasing, of course, being the man who's actually in the arena, the gladiator, not the one that is up in the crowd booing and heckling, but the person who is down there actually getting things done, the warrior. So a lot of people don't know that background. You know, so originally we had planned on building a new building in downtown Sioux City. We quickly shifted to repurposing the old Hobby Lobby building in the Morningside area, which has been great for us. There was way more square footage in there than we had originally anticipated. We opened in 2019 to abruptly close in March of 2020 for COVID. You know, and along those lines, around the same time, there was another group that was developing another arena youth sports complex in North Sioux City. And ironically enough, I don't think either of us knew about each other until it kind of hit the airwaves. I will tell you, I guess just moving into that, you know, we were really seen as competitors for the first couple of years, and it was Arena versus United. United is doing this, Arena is doing this. And I was kind of that person that I didn't really listen to outside noise. I was concentrated on getting our programs going. So I was in the trenches with my head down, just kind of working as hard as I could. I mean, there were 20-hour days there for a stretch of days that, you know, I can't even remember at this point the amount of hours that it took. But, you know, skipping ahead a little bit, I think that both facilities were saying the same thing. We're built for the same purpose. You know, the leadership group at United, Bart Conley and Doug Skinner, you know, and the guys at the Arena were you know, Mike Hesse and myself, you know, we were saying the same thing. And I think it just took a couple conversations for us to understand that we both had the same mission. And really about a year and a half ago, I finally just said, you know what? I think it's time. Like, there's no reason that we should be competing against each other when it comes to youth sports. We need to come together and we need to represent Siouxland. And we need to be competing against the Sioux Falls, the Omaha, the Des Moines of the world.
And what a difference that has made. But yes, I can tell you, you were competitors. We knew you were competitors. Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable to see that cooler heads prevailed and a vision emerged that said, kind of like the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce slogan, together we are stronger. Mm-hmm. That's our slogan. And I think that that's the same thing that happened to the Arena and the United Sports Academy and said, hey, what we're doing independently can, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. I want to give credit to both of those organizations for what they achieved independent of one another. But to recognize what you guys are capable of as a merged entity, mm-hmm. sky's the limit.
You know, sometimes people just have to put their ego aside. And they need to do what's best for the group, right? And best for the community. And if we were both true to what it is that we were saying, which is this is for the community, it needed to happen, right? I'm a big, you know, I listen to podcasts and I'm an avid reader. And, you know, a quote really stuck out to me that I say when I do interviews. And the quote is, collaboration happens at the top. And when I read that, that really hit me as, you know what? This conversation needs to happen and we need to be collaborating because that's what people at the top do. They collaborate. Competition is great. I've been competing my entire life. And, you know, as I mentioned to you prior to air, you know, I would consider myself a winner. I work hard. I try to do things the right way. I try to do it with high character. I try to do it through good, solid relationships. You know, but, and again, I love competing. I love being in the arena competing. With that being said, if collaboration really happens at the top, we need to put our ego aside and we need to go have a conversation, and we did.
Well, there's no doubt that we can accomplish more together, and the cooperation, the communication, the collaboration that we're now seeing between those former competitors is great for our community, and I want to compliment you and Bart and Mike and Doug for having the vision to say, we can take this to another level. I mean, what you did independently took it to a new level.
Yeah.
But now we can take it yet again to a higher level. The number of sports events that are coming into this community, not only are we sending elite athletes and elite teams to competitions around the country, but we're hosting elite events now too. And what a profoundly positive impact we're having on the local economy, from hotels to restaurants to stores and gas stations and shopping. We're making a difference.
You hit the nail right on the head. And that was something that I don't think that any of us realized when we started this. I think we thought we'll put on a couple tournaments, you know, we'll create some opportunities for kids that they'd never had. We never envision the true economic impact that something like this was going to have on our community. And again, as we've merged, you know, and I'm going out and having conversations, it's my job to articulate what our vision is and what our mission is in this merger. And really, it's a three-prong approach, right? Number one, and probably the most important, is to continue to create progressive, high-level programs for kids, opportunities for kids, regardless of economic background. That is our primary. But number two, we want to create jobs. We've created jobs. We've kept local talent from our three colleges right here in town. And number three, economic impact. I had the privilege to serve as the president of our Convention and Visitor Bureau, Explore Siouxland, last year, and I got to dive into economic impact numbers. And there's an economic impact calculator, Destinations International, that comes from Debbie Durham's office that I punched in all of our events, and it spit out a number of economic impact. And since December of 2019 to October of last year, $68 million of economic impact. That's huge.
Well, as the father of a sixth grade volleyball player, I went to a tournament in Siouxland. They had 12 volleyball courts at this particular venue, but that was one of three or four venues that were all hosting the exact same tournament, and they were playing teams from there were teams there, I should say, from Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota, Kansas. It was amazing to me.
Yeah, so when those teams are coming in town, not only is it giving our local kids like your daughter an opportunity to A, stay home, B, play in front of their family, right?
And, no, that's absolutely right. And that we cannot overstate the importance of that, because as people in your generation and my generation know, we spent a lot of years taking kids all over the country to tournaments that other communities were hosting. It's fantastic that we're now hosting those.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is there was a volleyball tournament that was happening this past week, and we had a basketball tournament that was happening at the same time. So you had the Expo Center was filled, you had the Long Lines Recreation Center was filled, United and the arena were both filled. And as I'm sitting at the arena, I look over, and who do I see is Kirk Heinrich. Well, Kirk Heinrich, I grew up playing against. So we talked for about 40 minutes and caught up on life. He has a third grade son. I have a fourth grade son. How cool of just a life. I said, man, how cool is life that we're sitting here in Sioux City with our sons playing in programs that we never had.
Yeah, it's great to see my daughters swim against Kirk and his wife, Ahelan, along.
Yeah, Jill,
so
great
a
athletes.
West High guy and Ahelan gal, and of course, Kurt went on to have great success in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls, and great to see that hometown kid now coming back with his own children to compete in the events that you're helping to establish. In the very short time that we have left, give us a quick overview of the importance of the vision of the merged entity.
Unity, I guess, would be the word that comes to mind in representing Siouxland as a whole. We want to be a place, meaning Siouxland Sports Academy. The United Sports Academy CNOS Fieldhouse is a great sports complex. The arena is a great sports complex. Those are merely vessels for the Siouxland Sports Academy programming. You know, United, we are competing against teams from all over the country, and not only are we competing, we are winning. So together, much like your slogan, we are stronger.
Well, and we're very, very happy to hear it. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, the executive director of the newly merged Siouxland Sports Academy, Mr. Dustin Cooper. If you'd like to learn more about their programs, you can visit them online at
SiouxlandSportsAcad.com.
Hope you'll take a look. Dustin, thanks for being our guest. Go out and make it a great weekend.